It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Thursday, October 14th, 2010. I'm John Moe. The Lower Merion School District in Pennsylvania will pay $610,000 to settle a case involving laptop computers equipped with webcams loaned out to students. Susan Phillips is a reporter at public radio station WHYY in Philadelphia. Susan, what was the school district doing with those webcams?
The technology folks at the district decided that they were going to use the webcams to help track lost or missing computers without the knowledge of the students, without the knowledge of the parents. This became public after one of the students filed a federal civil rights lawsuit back in February. And the reason he found out was that apparently, according to the lawsuit, one of the vice principals told him that he was observed doing some kind of illegal activity at his home via his computer. He says they told him that they saw him taking drugs. He says that he was eating Mike and Ike's.
Candy,
yes, exactly. The district hired an outside law firm to do their own internal investigation. And what they found was that over the course of about a year and a half, there were 56,000 screenshots, including photos of kids inside their homes. And soon after the lawsuit was filed, the judge put an injunction on the district not to use the webcam. And it's also school policy now not to use the webcams for that purpose.
That's Susan Phillips. Part of the legal challenge in cases like these is that the technology is so new. Who could have imagined schools giving kids webcam-enabled laptops even a few years ago? But Jeffrey Rosen from George Washington University Law School says old laws still apply.
The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures of people in their homes. And in this case, the students' families alleged that it was unreasonable to turn on a webcam and search the home, even if you suspected that the computer was stolen. And that allegation by itself was enough to prompt the school to settle.
Is the law keeping up with the changing technology when it comes to web cameras and portable cameras and what can be seen and what can't?
Well, the law is very much in flux, and the Supreme Court has been reluctant to move too quickly here. Just last term, it decided a case involving pagers. And there it said that we assume that people have an expectation of privacy in pagers that are issued by their employers, but the employers can nevertheless look inside the pagers to look for evidence of workplace wrongdoing.
So in this particular case in Pennsylvania, they settled out of court, they avoided the trial, they made a payout. Does that set any precedent to guide future policy about, say, laptops with webcams being lent out by school districts?
I think this case clearly establishes that it's unreasonable to give kids computers and turn on webcams without their consent. But it's interesting that many people had thought that privacy suits were dead. Since no one agreed what was highly offensive to a reasonable person, you couldn't really expect to win these suits. But that's proving not to be the case. Now that webcams are becoming ubiquitous, there's such a social consensus that being observed in your home or in your dorm room without your consent is an outrageous invasion of privacy, that we are seeing successful suits, and maybe there'll be more of them in the future.
Another story we're following at marketplacetech.org, Microsoft's Bing search engine now incorporates data from Facebook. The idea is to return Bing search results based on what people are saying or linking to. Your results will depend on who your friends are. If you don't like the new features, you can switch them off and it's back to regular old Bing. Producer Larissa Anderson is here to talk reality and technology.
And the Pope. At a recent conference of Catholic media, Pope Benedict warned about technology's threat to reality. He said, "New technologies and the progress they bring can make it impossible to distinguish truth from illusion and can lead to confusion between reality and virtual reality."
So don't expect to see the Pontiff on Second Life anytime soon.
Well, no, but I'll tell you what, researchers in Germany are making the Pope's fears feel a little bit more legit. They've built this live video application that can make any object disappear from view. So I could point an iPad at this microphone that I'm talking in, select the microphone, and then erase it.
See, the Pope might be onto something here. We have video of this on our website. Watch it. It is bananas. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about today's news at news.gather.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.